Toto? Did she hurt you? Oh, she tried to, didn't she? Come on, we'll go tell Uncle Henry and Auntie Em. Come on.
Aunt
Em,
just listen to what Miss
Gulch
did to Toto.
Dorothy, please, we're trying to count.
Oh, but Aunt Em, she hit
him. Don't bother us now, honey. This old incubator's gone bad, and we're likely to lose a lot of our chicks.
Oh, the poor little things. Oh, but Aunt Em, Miss Gulch hit Toto right over the back with a rake just because she says he gets in her garden and chases her nasty old cat every day.
70? Dorothy, please.
Oh, but he doesn't do it every day. Just once or twice a week. And he can't catch her old cat anyway. And now she says she's going to get the sheriff.
Dorothy, we're busy.
All right.
How's she coming?
Take it easy.
Oh! You cut my finger.
Why don't you get your finger out of the way?
There you are. Right on my finger.
It's a lucky thing it wasn't your head.
Zeke, what am I going to do about Miss Gulch just because Toto chases her old cat?
Listen, honey, I got them hogs to get in.
Now, look at Dorothy. You ain't using your head about Miss Gulch. Think you didn't have any brains at all.
I have so got brains.
Well, why don't you use them? When you come home, don't go by Miss Gulch's place. Then Toto won't get in her garden, and you won't get in no trouble. See?
Oh, Hunk, you just won't listen, that's all.
Well, your head ain't made of straw, you know.
Say, get in there before I make a dime back out of you.
Listen, kid.
Are you going to let that old gulch heifer try and buffalo you? She ain't nothing to be afraid of. Have a little courage, that's all.
I'm not afraid of her.
Then the next time she squawks, walk right up to her and spit in her eye. That's what I do.
Oh! 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 Zeke! Help! Help me, Zeke! Get me out of here! Help!
Are you all right, Dorothy?
Yes, I'm all right. Oh, I fell in and Zeke... Why, Zeke, you're just as scared as I am.
What's the matter? Gonna let a little old pig make a coward out of you?
Look at you, Zeke. You're here.
What's all this jabber-whopping when there's work to be done? I know three shiftless farmhands that'll be out of a job before they know it.
Well, Dorothy was walking along.
I saw you tinkering with that contraption, Hickory. Now you and Hunk get back to that wagon.
All right, Mrs. Gale. But someday they're going to erect a statue to me in this town.
Well, and... don't start posing for it now. Here, can't work on an empty stomach. Have some crullers.
Gosh, oh, Mrs. Gale.
Just fried.
What?
You see, Dorothy toppled in with the big door.
It's no place for Dorothy around the pigsty. Now you go feed those hogs before they worry themselves into anemia.
Yes, sir.
Annie Em, really? You know what Miss Gulch said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow,
day, Miss Gulch.
I want to see you and your wife right away about Dorothy.
Dorothy? Well, what has Dorothy done?
What's she done? I'm all but lame from the bite on my leg.
You mean she bit you?
No, her dog.
Oh, she bit her dog, eh?
No. That dog's a menace to the community. I'm taking him to the sheriff and make sure he's destroyed.
Destroyed? Toto? Oh, you can't. You mustn't. Eddie M., Uncle Henry, you won't let her, will you?
Of course we won't. Will we, Em?
Please, Aunt Em. Toto didn't mean to. He didn't know he was doing anything wrong. I'm the one that ought to be punished. I let him go in her garden. You can send me to bed without supper.
If you don't hand over that dog, I'll bring a damn suit that'll take your whole farm. There's a law protecting folks against dogs that bite. How would it be if she keeps him tied up? He's really gentle. With gentle people, that is. Well, that's for the sheriff to decide. Here's his order, allowing me to take him. Unless you want to go against the law. We can't go against the law, Dorothy. I'm afraid poor Toto will have to go. Now you're seeing reason. Here's what I'm taking him in. So he can't attack me again.
Oh, no, no, I won't let you take him. You go away. Oh, I'll bite you myself.
Dorothy.
You wicked old witch. Uncle Henry, Auntie M., don't let him take Toto. Oh, don't let him take him,
enough.
Please.
Let me have
stop
him.
Her.
Put him in the basket, Henry.
Oh,
the idea.
Oh, Uncle Henry. Oh, Toto.
Myra Gulch, just because you own half the county doesn't mean you have the power to run the rest of us. For 23 years, I've been dying to tell you what I thought of you. And now, well, being a Christian woman, I can't say it.
Guess, eh? And who might you be?
No, now, don't tell me.
Let's see, you're traveling in disguise. No, that's not right. You're going on a visit. No, I'm wrong. That's, right away. You're running away.
How did you guess?
Professor Marvel never guesses. He knows. Now, why are you running away? No, don't tell me. They don't understand you at home. They don't appreciate you. You want to see other lands, big cities, big mountains, big oceans.
Why, it's just like you could read what was inside of me.
Yeah.
Toto, that's not polite. We haven't been asked yet.
Oh, he's perfectly welcome. As one dog to another, huh? Now, let's see, where were we?
Oh, please, Professor, why can't we go with you and see all the crown heads of Europe?
Do you know any? Oh, you mean the thing. Yes, I never do anything without consulting my crystal first. Let's go inside here. We'll just come along. I'll show you. That's right here. Sit right down here. That's it. This is the same genuine, magic, authentic crystal used by the priests of Isis and Osiris in the days of the pharaohs of Egypt, in which Cleopatra first saw the approach of Julius Caesar and Mark Antony and so on and so on. Now, you'd better close your eyes, my child, for a moment in order to be better in tune with the infinite. We can't do these things without reaching out into the infinite. Yes, that's all right. Now you can open them. We'll gaze into the crystal. What's this I see? A house with a picket fence and a barn with a weather vane and a running horse.
That's our farm.
Yeah. Yes, there's a woman. She's wearing a polka dot dress. Her face is careworn.
That's Aunt Em.
Yes, her name is Emily.
That's right. What's she doing?
Well, I can't quite see. Why, she's crying. Someone has hurt her. Someone has just about broken her heart.
Me?
Well, it's someone she loves very much. Someone she's been very kind to. Someone she's taken care of in sickness.
I had the measles once, and she stayed right by me every minute.
Uh-huh.
What's she doing now?
She's what's this? Well, she's putting her hand on her heart. Well, she's dropping down on the bed.
Oh, no, no.
You know, that's all. The crystal's gone dark.
Oh, you don't suppose she could really be sick, do you? Oh, I've got to go home right away.
But what's this? I thought you were going along with me.
Oh, no, I have to get to her right away.
Huh?
Come on, Toto. Come on. Goodbye, Professor Marvel, and thanks a lot.
Better get under cover, Sylvester. There's a storm blowing up, a whopper. Just speaking the vernacular of the peasantry.
Poor little kid. I hope she gets home all right.
It's a twister!
feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. We must be over the rainbow.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Who, me? I'm not a witch at all. I'm Dorothy Gale from Kansas.
Oh. Well, is that the witch?
Oh, Toto? Toto's my dog.
Well, I'm a little muddled. The Munchkins call me because a new witch has just dropped a house on the Wicked Witch of the East. And there's the house, and here you are. And that's all that's left of the Wicked Witch of the East. So, what the Munchkins want to know is, are you a good witch or a bad witch?
But I've already told you, I'm not a witch at all. Witches are old and ugly. What was that?
The Munchkins. They're laughing because I am a witch. I'm Glinda, the Witch of the North.
You are? Oh, I beg your pardon, but I've never heard of a beautiful witch before.
Only bad witches are ugly. The Munchkins are happy because you have freed them from the Wicked Witch of the East.
Oh, but if you please, what are Munchkins?
The little people who live in this land. It's Munchkin Land, and you are their national heroine, my dear. It's all right. You may all come out and thank her. Come out, wherever you are, and meet the young lady who fell from a star. She fell from the sky, she fell very far, and Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
She brings you good news, or haven't you heard, when she fell out of Kansas? A miracle occurred.
It really was no miracle. What happened was just this. The wind began to switch, the house to pitch, and suddenly the hinges started to unhitch. Just then, the witch, to satisfy an itch, went flying on her broomstick, thumbing for a hitch.
And oh, what happened then was rich.
The house began to pitch, and the kitchen took a stitch. It landed on the Wicked Witch in the middle of a ditch. Witch, what not a healthy situation for the Wicked Witch. The house began to pitch, and kitchen took a stitch. It landed on the Wicked Witch in the middle of a ditch. Witch, what not a healthy situation for the Wicked Witch. Who began to twitch, and was reduced to just a stitch. And what was one?
Thank you very sweetly for doing it so neatly.
You've killed us so completely that we thank you very sweetly.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Thank you. Munchkin City, in the county of the land of Oz, I welcome you most regally.
But we've got to verify if regally to see.
To see?
If she is morally, ethically,
spiritually, physically,
positively, absolutely, undeniably, and reliably dead.
As coroner, I must have her. I thoroughly examined her. And she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
Then this is a day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants, if any. Yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, a witch.
Her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East. This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's worse than the other one was.
Who killed my sister? Who killed the Witch of the East? Was it you?
No. No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slippers?
The slippers? Yes. The slippers. The ruby slippers. What have you done with them? Give them back to me or I'll...
It's too late. There they are, and there they'll stay.
Give me back my slippers. I'm the only one that knows how to use them. They're no use to you. Give them back to me. Give them back.
Keep tight inside of them. Their magic must be very powerful, or she wouldn't want them so badly.
You stay out of this, Glinda, or I'll fix you as well.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone before somebody drops a house on you.
Very well. I'll bide my time. And as for you, my fine lady, it's true, I can't attend you here and now as I'd like. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Thank you.
Then get up. She's gone. It's all right. You can all get up. What a smell of sulfur. I'm afraid you've made rather a bad enemy of the Wicked Witch of the West. The sooner you get out of Oz altogether, the safer you'll sleep, my dear.
Oh, I'd give anything to get out of Oz altogether. But which is the way back to Kansas? I can't go the way I came.
No, that's true. The only person who might know would be the great and wonderful Wizard of Oz himself.
Wizard of Oz? Is he good or is he wicked?
Oh, very good, but very mysterious. He lives in the Emerald City, and that's a long journey from here. Did you bring your broomstick with you?
No, I'm afraid I didn't.
Well, then, you'll have to walk. The Munchkins will see you safely to the border of Munchkinland. And remember, never let those ruby slippers off your feet for a moment, or you will be at the mercy of the Wicked Witch of the West.
But how do I start for Emerald City?
It's always best to start at the beginning, and all you do is follow the yellow brick road.
But what happens if I...
Just follow the yellow brick road.
Come and go so quickly here. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
You kindly is a wizard, a wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Which way do we go?
Pardon me. That way is a very nice way.
Who said that? Don't be silly, Toto. Scarecrows don't talk.
It's pleasant down that way, too.
That's funny. Wasn't he pointing the other way?
Of course, people do go both ways.
Why, you did say something, didn't you? Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right. Well, we haven't really met properly, have we?
Why, no.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, I'm not feeling at all well. You see, it's very tedious being stuck up here all day long with a pole up your back.
Oh, dear, that must be terribly uncomfortable. Can't you get down?
Down? No, you see, I'm...
Oh, well, here, let me help you.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Very kind.
Well, oh dear, I don't quite see how I can...
Of course, I'm not bright about doing things. But if you'll just bend the nail down in the back, maybe I'll slip off and come...
Oh, yes.
Oh! Whoops!
There goes some of me again.
Oh, does it hurt you?
Oh, no, I just keep picking it up and putting it back in again. My, it's good to be free. Did I scare you?
No, no. I just thought you hurt yourself.
But I didn't scare you?
No, of course not.
I didn't think so. Boo. Scared. Boo. You see? I can't even scare a crow. They come from miles around just to eat in my field and laugh in my face. Oh, I'm a failure because I haven't got a brain.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could
while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Wonderful! Why, if our scarecrow bat in Kansas could do that, the crows would be scared to pieces.
They would? Hmm. Where's Kansas?
That's where I live. And I want to get back there so badly, I'm going all the way to Emerald City to get the Wizard of Oz to help me.
You're going to see a wizard?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if I went with you, this wizard would give me some brains?
I couldn't say. But even if he didn't, you'd be no worse off than you are now.
Yes, that's true.
But maybe you better not. I've got a witch mad at me, and you might get into trouble.
Witch? I'm not afraid of a witch. I'm not afraid of anything. Oh, except a lighted match.
I don't blame you for that.
But I'd face a whole box full of them for the chance of getting some brains. Look, I won't be any trouble because I don't need a thing. And I won't try to manage things because I can't think. Won't you take me with you?
Why, of course I will.
Hooray! We're off to see a wizard.
Oh, well, you're not starting out very well.
Oh, I'll try. Really, I will.
To Oz?
To Oz.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Oh, apples. Oh, look.
What do you think you're doing?
We've been walking a long ways and I was hungry and... Did you say something?
She was hungry.
She was hungry!
Well, how would you like to have someone come along and pick something off of you?
Oh, dear. I keep forgetting I'm not in Kansas.
Come along, Dorothy. You don't want any of those apples.
Are you hinting my apples on what they ought to be?
Oh, no. It's just that she doesn't like little green worms.
Oh, you...
I'll show you how to get apples.
All right, I guess that did it. Help yourself.
Thank you.
Yes. Did you say something? He said oil can.
Oil can what?
Oil can? Oh, here it is. Where do you want to be oiled first?
He said his mouth. The other side.
My goodness, I can talk again. Oh, oil my arms, please. Oil my elbows.
Did that hurt?
No, it feels wonderful. I've held that axe up for ages.
Goodness, how did you ever get like this?
Well, about a year ago, I was chopping that tree when suddenly it began to rain. And right in the middle of a chop, I rusted solid. I've been that way ever since.
Well, you're perfect now.
My neck. Perfect? Oh, bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it. Beautiful. What a necko. It's empty. The tinsmith forgot to give me a heart.
No heart?
No heart. All hollow.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony, above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart.
I'm a little rusty yet.
Oh, dear. That was wonderful. You know, we were just wondering why you couldn't come with us to the Emerald City to ask the Wizard of Oz for a heart.
Well, suppose the wizard wouldn't give me one when we got there.
Oh, but he will. He must. We've come such a long way already.
You call that long? Why, you've just begun helping the little lady along, are you, my fine gentleman? Well, stay away from her, or I'll stuff a mattress with you. And you, I use you for a beehive. Here, Scarecrow, want to play ball?
I'm not afraid of her. I'll see you get safely to the wizard now, whether I get a brain or not. Stuff a mattress with me.
Heh. I'll see you reach the wizard, whether I get a heart or not. Beehive, bah. Let her try and make a beehive out of me.
Oh, you're the best friends anybody ever had. And it's funny, but I feel as if I've known you all the time. But I couldn't have, could I?
I don't see how. You weren't around when I was stuffed and sewn together, were you?
And I was standing over there, rusting for the longest time.
Still, I wish I could remember. But I guess it doesn't matter anyway. We know each other now, don't we?
That's right.
We do.
To Oz?
To Oz.
We hope to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Here he is, the wizard of a wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
This forest. It's dark and creepy.
Of course, I don't know, but I think it'll get darker before it gets lighter.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might.
Animals that eat straw?
Some, but mostly lions and tigers and bears.
Lions?
And tigers?
And bears.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I fight you both together if you want. I fight you with one paw tied behind my back. I fight you standing on one foot. I fight you with my eyes closed. Oh, pulling an axe on me, eh? Sneaking up on me, eh? Why?
Here, go away and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh? Afraid, huh? How long can you stay fresh in that can? Come on, get up and fight, you shivering junkyard. Put your hands up, you lopsided bag of hay.
Now, that's getting personal, Lion.
Yes, get up and teach him a lesson.
Well, what's wrong with you teaching him?
Well, I hardly know him.
Well, I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't bite him.
No, but you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs...
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not. My goodness, what a fuss you're making. Well, naturally, when you go around picking on things weaker than you are...
Why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right. I am a coward. I haven't any courage at all. I even scare myself. Look at the circles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
I don't see why not. Why don't you come along with us? We're on our way to see the wizard now, to get him a heart.
And him a brain.
I'm sure he could give you some courage.
Well, wouldn't you feel degraded to be seen in the company of a cowardly lion? I would.
Oh, of course not.
Gee, that's awfully nice of you. My life has been simply unbearable.
Oh, well, it's all right now. The wizard will fix everything.
It's been in me so long. I just gotta tell you how I feel.
Well, come on.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the feminine vibe. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard who will serve,
then I'm sure to get a brain,
a heart,
a home,
the knife.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And here he is, the wizard of a wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever, oh, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Warning, eh? All the worse for you, then. I'll take care of you now instead of later. Ah! When I gain those ruby slippers, my power will be the greatest in Oz. And now, my beauty, something with poison in it, I think. With poison in it, but attractive to the eye and soothing to the smell. Poppies will put them to sleep. Now they'll
and we'll pull you along.
Oh, no, please. I have to rest for just a minute. Toto, where's Toto?
Oh, you can't rest now. We're nearly there. Don't cry. You'll rust yourself again.
Come to think of it, 40 winks wouldn't be bad.
Don't you start it, too.
No.
We ought to try and carry Dorothy. I don't think I could, but we could try.
Len.
Yes.
Oh, look at him.
This is terrible.
Here, Tin Man, help me.
Oh.
Oh, this is terrible. Can't budger an inch. This is a spell, this is.
It's the Wicked Witch. What do we do?
Help! Help! It's no use screaming at a time like this. Nobody will hear you. Help! 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 It's snowing. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. Well, maybe that'll help. Oh, but couldn't help.
Does help. Dorothy, you're waking up.
Oh. Unusual weather we're having, ain't it?
Look, he's busted again. Oh, give me the oil can, quick.
Here.
Oh,
here. Oh. He is rusted.
Here.
Here.
Quick. Oh.
Curse it. Curse it. Somebody always helps that girl. But shoes are no shoes. I'm still brave enough to conquer her. And woe to those who try to stop her.
Come on, let's get out of here. Look, Emerald City is closer and prettier than ever.
You're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, you're out of the night. Step into the sun, step into the light. Keep straight ahead for the most glorious place on the face of the earth or the sky. Hold on to your breath, hold on to your heart, hold on to your hope. March up to the gate and bid it open.
The Emerald City is fast as lightning.
You're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, you're out of the night. Into the sun, step into the light, march up to the gate and bid it open. Open.
Who rang that bell?
We did.
Can't you read?
Read what?
The notice.
What notice?
It's on the door, as plain as the nose on my face. More like it. Now, state your business.
We want to see the wizard.
The wizard? But nobody can see the Great Oz. Nobody's ever seen the Great Oz. Even I've never seen him.
Well, then how do you know there is one?
Because you're wasting my time.
Oh, please, please, sir. I've got to see the wizard. The Good Witch of the North sent me.
Prove it.
She's wearing the ruby slippers she gave her.
Oh, so she is. Well, bust my buttons. Why didn't you say that in the first place? That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Take you any place in the city, we does.
Well, would you take us to see the wizard?
The wizard? The wizard? Yes, of course. But first I'll take you to a little place where you can tidy up a bit. What?
Oh, thank you so much. We've been gone such a long time, and we feel so messy. What kind of a horse is that? I've never seen a horse like that before.
No, and never will again, I fancy. There's only one of him, and he's it. He's the horse of a different color you've heard tell about.
Ha, 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 ho, 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 and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh a day away in the merry old land of Oz. Buzz, 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 chirp, 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 and a couple of la-dee-dahs. That's how the crickets creak all day in the merry old land of Oz. We get up at 12 and start to work at 1. Take an hour for lunch and then at 2 we're done.
Jolly good fun, ha, ha, ha.
that bell.
And a couple of brand new straws.
That's how we keep you young and fair in the merry old land of Oz.
Rub, rub here, rub, rub there, whether you're tin or bras.
That's how we keep you in repair in the merry old land of Oz.
We can make a dimple smile out of a frown.
Can you even dye my eyes to match my gown?
Uh-huh.
Jolly old town.
Clip, 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 down.
We give the roughest claw.
That certain air of Savoir Faire in the merry old land of Oz.
That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old land of Oz. That's how we laugh the day away.
Who's her?
It's the witch. She's followed us here.
Surrender, Dorothy.
Oh, Dorothy? Who's Dorothy?
The wizard will explain it.
The wizard!
The wizard!
Dear, whatever shall we do?
Well, we better hurry if we're going to see the wizard.
Here, here, here. Everything is all right. Stop that now. Just, Tabby, it's all right. Everything is all right. The great and powerful Oz has got matters well in hand, I hope. So you can all go home and there's nothing to worry about. Get out of here now. Go on. Go on home and go home.
If you please, sir, we want to see the wizard right away. All four of us.
Orders are nobody can see the great Oz. Not nobody, not no how.
Oh, but please, it's very important.
And I got a permanent just for the occasion.
Not nobody, not no how.
But she's Dorothy.
The witch is Dorothy? Come. Well, that makes a difference. Just wait here. I'll announce you at once.
Did you hear that? He'll announce us at once. I've as good as got my brain.
I could barely hear my heart beating.
I'll be home in time for supper.
In another hour, I'll be king of the forest. Long live the king.
If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest would be satin and not a cotton and not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. Woof. As I click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were a king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, were a king. Just I shall reign. Knock. Am I life? Shall reign.
Your Majesty, if you were king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Imposterous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd thrash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who's king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again. Huh?
Oh, the wizard says go away!
Go away? Looks like we came a long way for nothing.
Oh, and I was so happy. I thought I was on my way home.
Don't cry, Dorothy. We're going to get you to the wizard.
We certainly are.
Annie, I was so good to me. And I never appreciated it. Running away and hurting her feelings. Professor Marvel said she was sick. She may be dying. And it's all my fault. I'll never forgive myself. Never.
Oh, please don't cry anymore. I'll get you into the wizard somehow. Come on. I had an aunt him myself once.
Wait a minute, fellas. I was just thinking. I really don't want to see the wizard this much. I better wait for you outside.
What's the matter?
Oh, he's just as scared again.
Don't you know the wizard's going to give you some courage?
I'd be too scared to ask him for it.
Well, then we'll ask him for you.
I'd sooner wait outside.
Why?
Because I'm still scared.
What happened?
Somebody pulled my tail.
You did it yourself.
Oh.
Come on.
Come forward!
Tell me when it's over. I want to go home.
I am Oz, the great and powerful. Who are you? Who are you?
If you please, I am Dorothy, the small and meek. We've come to ask you.
Silence!
Oh! Oh! Jiminy Crickets!
The great and powerful Oz knows why you have come. Step forward, Tin Man! You dare to come to me for a heart, do you? You clinking, clanking, clattering collection of collisionous junk!
Yes, Your Honor. You see, a while back, we were walking down the yellow brick road, and...
Quiet! And you, Scarecrow, have the effrontery to ask for a brain.
you billowing bale of bovine fodder?
Yes, Your Honor. I mean, Your Excellency. Your wizardry.
Enough! And you, lion! Well?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, frightening him like that when he came to you for help!
Silence, whippersnapper! The beneficent Oz has every intention of granting your requests.
What's that? What'd he say? Huh? What'd he say?
But first, you must prove yourselves worthy by performing a very small task. Bring me the broomstick of the Witch of the West.
But if we do that, we'll have to kill her to get it.
Bring me her broomstick, and I'll grant your requests. Now go.
But what if she kills us first?
I said go!
I'd turn back if I were you.
Ridiculous. Spooks. That's silly.
Don't you believe in spooks?
No. Why only... Oh!
Oh, are you all right?
I do believe in spooks.
With you. Take your army to the haunted forest and bring me that girl and her dog. Do what you like with the others, but I want her alive and unharmed. They'll give you no trouble, I promise you that. I've sent a little insect on ahead to take the fight out of them. Take special care of those ruby sippers. I want those most of all. Now fly! Fly!
Chest out and they threw it over there.
Well, that's you all over.
They sure knocked the stuffings out of you, didn't they?
Don't stand there talking. Put me together. We've got to find Dorothy.
Now, let's see.
What a nice little dog.
And you, my dear. What an unexpected pleasure. It's so kind of you to visit me in my loneliness.
What are you going to do with my dog? Give him back to me.
All in good time, my little pretty. All in good time.
Oh, please give me back my dog.
Certainly, certainly. When you give me those slippers.
But the good witch of the north told me not to.
Very well. Throw that basket in the river and drown him.
No, no, no. Here, you can have your old slippers, but give me back Tonto.
That's a good little girl. I knew you'd see reason.
Sorry, I didn't do it. Can I still have my dog?
No, fool that I am. I should have remembered. Those slippers will never come off. As long as you're alive. But that's not what's worrying me. It's how to do it. These things must be done delicately, or you hurt the spell.
Run, Tonto, run!
Catch him, you fool! More than you will. Rat, you and your dog. You've been more trouble to me than you're worth, one way and another. But it'll soon be over now. You see that? That's how much longer you've got to be alive. And it isn't long, my piggy. It isn't long. I can't wait forever to get those shoes.
There's Toto. Where'd he come from? Why, don't you see? He's come to take us to Dorothy. Come on, fella.
I hope my strength holds out.
I hope your tail holds out.
Oh. What's that? What's that?
That's the castle of the Wicked Witch. Dorothy's in that awful place.
Oh, I hate to think of her in there. We've got to get her out.
Don't cry now. We haven't got the oil can with us, and you've been squeaking enough as it is.
Who's them? Who's them?
I've got a plan how to get in there.
Fine. He's got a plan.
And you're going to lead us.
Yeah. Me?
Yes, you.
I gotta get her out of there.
That's right.
All right. I'll go in there for Dorothy. Wicked witch, oh, no wicked witch. Gods and no gods, I'll tear them apart.
I may not come out alive, but I'm going in there. There's only one thing I want you fellas to do.
What's that?
Talk me out of it.
No, you don't.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. Now.
Again like this.
Trapped like mice, rats.
That's right. Don't hurt them right away. We'll let them think about it a little first.
Thank you.
girl.
She's dead. You killed her.
I didn't mean to kill her. Really, I didn't. It's just that he was on fire.
Hail to Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead!
Hail to Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead!
The broom. May we have it?
Please, and take it with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Now we can go back to the wizard and tell him the Wicked Witch is dead.
The Wicked Witch is dead!
And I believe my eyes. Why have you come back?
Please, sir, we've done what you told us. We brought you the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. We melted her.
Ah, you liquidated her, eh? Very resourceful.
Yes, sir. So we'd like you to keep your promise to us, if you please, sir.
Not so fast. Not so fast. I'll have to give the matter a little thought. Go away and come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, but I want to go home now.
You've had plenty of time already.
Yeah. Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz. I said come back tomorrow.
If you were really great and powerful, you'd keep your promises.
Do you presume to criticize the great Oz? You ungrateful creatures. Think yourselves lucky that I'm giving you audience tomorrow instead of 20 years from now.
Oh.
The great Oz has spoken.
Oh.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great Oz has spoken.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
You are? I don't believe you.
No, I'm afraid it's true. There's no other wizard except me.
You humbug!
Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly so. I'm a humbug.
Oh, you're a very bad man.
Oh, no, my dear. I'm a very good man. I'm just a very bad wizard.
Well, what about the heart that you promised Tin Man? Well, and the courage that you promised Cowardly Lion?
Well,
and
Scarecrow's brain. Why, anybody can have a brain. That's a very mediocre commodity. Every pusillanimous creature that crawls on the earth or slinks through slimy seas has a brain. Back where I come from, we have universities, seats of great learning, where men go to become great thinkers. And when they come out, they think deep thoughts, and with no more brains than you have. But they have one thing you haven't got, a diploma. Therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Universitatis Comitiatum e Pluribus Unum, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
Yeah, that's Doctor of Thinkology.
The sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
Oh, joy! Rapture! I've got a brain! How can I ever thank you enough?
Well, you can't. As for you, my fine friend, you're a victim of disorganized thinking. You are under the unfortunate delusion that simply because you run away from danger, you have no courage. You're confusing courage with wisdom. Back where I come from, there we have men who are called heroes. Once a year, they take their fortitude out of mothballs and parade it down the main street of the city. And they have no more courage than you have. But they have one thing that you haven't got, a medal. Therefore, for meritorious conduct, extraordinary valor, conspicuous bravery against wicked witches, I award you the Triple Cross. You are now a member of the Legion of Courage.
Shucks, folks, I'm speechless.
As for you, my galvanized friend, you want a heart. You don't know how lucky you are not to have one. Hearts will never be practical until they can be made unbreakable.
But I still want one.
Back where I come from, there are men who do nothing all day but good deeds. They are called good deed doers. And their hearts are no bigger than yours. But they have one thing you haven't got, a testimonial. Therefore, in consideration of your kindness, I take pleasure at this time in presenting you with a small token of our esteem and affection. And remember, my sentimental friend, that a heart is not judged by how much you love, but by how much you are loved by others.
Oh, it ticks. Listen, look, it ticks.
Read what my medal says. Courage. Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
Oh, they're all wonderful.
Hey, what about Dorothy?
Yes, how about Dorothy?
Yeah, Dorothy next.
Yeah, Dorothy,
I don't think there's anything in that black bag for me.
Well, you forced me into a cataclysmic decision. The only way to get Dorothy back to Kansas is for me to take her there myself.
Oh, will you? Caught you? Oh, but are you a clever enough wizard to manage it?
Child, you cut me to the quick. I'm an old Kansas man myself, born and bred in the heart of the Western wilderness. Premier balloonist, par excellence, to the Miracle Wonderland Carnival Company, until one day, while performing spectacular feats of stratospheric skill, never before attempted by civilized man, an unfortunate phenomena occurred. The balloon failed to return to the fair.
It did?
Weren't you frightened?
Frightened? You are talking to a man who has laughed in the face of death, sneered at doom, and chuckled at catastrophe. I was petrified. Then suddenly the wind changed, and the balloon floated down into the heart of this noble city, where I was instantly acclaimed Oz, the first wizard deluxe.
Oh.
Times being what they were, I accepted the job, retaining my balloon against the advent of a quick getaway. And in that balloon, my dear Dorothy, you and I will return to the land of E. Pluribus Unum. And now... I, your wizard, Paradua ad Alta, am about to embark upon a hazardous and technically unexplainable journey into the outer stratosphere. To confer, converse, and otherwise hobnob with my brother wizards. And I hereby decree that until what time, if any, that I return, the Scarecrow, by virtue of his highly superior brains, shall rule in my stead, assisted by the Tin Man, by virtue of his magnificent heart, and the Lion, by virtue of his courage. Obey them as you would me. Thank you.
Oh, Toto, come back! Toto, Toto! Oh, don't go without me, I'll be restless.
That dog!
This is a highly irregular procedure. Absolutely unprecedented. Ruined my exit.
Ah! Come back! Don't go without me. Please come back.
I can't come back. I don't know how it works. Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye. Oh, no, I'll never get home.
Stay with us then, Dorothy. We all love you. We don't want you to go.
Well, that's very kind of you. But this could never be like Kansas. Annie M must have stopped wondering what happened to me by now. Oh, Scarecrow, what am I going to do?
Look. Here's someone who can help you.
help me? Can you help me?
You don't need to be helped any longer. You've always had the power to go back to Kansas.
I have.
Then why didn't you tell her before?
Because she wouldn't have believed me. She had to learn it for herself.
What have you learned, Dorothy?
Well, I think that it wasn't enough just to want to see Uncle Henry and Auntie Em. And it's that if I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard. Because if it isn't there, I never really lost it to begin with. Is that right?
That's all it is.
But that's so easy. I should have thought of it for you.
I should have felt it in my heart.
No, she had to find it out for herself. Now those magic slippers will take you home in 2 seconds.
Oh, Toto 2?
Toto 2.
Now?
Whenever you wish.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true. Oh, it's going to be so hard to say goodbye. I love you all, too. Goodbye, Tin Man. Oh, don't cry. You'll rust so dreadfully. Here's your oil can. Goodbye.
Now I know I've got the heart, because it's breaking.
Goodbye, Lion. You know, I know it isn't right, but I'm going to miss the way you used to holler for help before you found your courage.
I would never have found it if it hadn't been for you.
I think I'll miss you most of all.
Are you ready now?
Yes. Say goodbye, Toto. Yes, I'm ready now.
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey.
Place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place.
Dorothy, Dorothy, dear. It's Aunt Em, darling.
Oh, Auntie Em, it's you.
Yes, darling.
Hello there. Anybody home? I just dropped by because I heard the little girl got caught in the big... Well, she seems all right now.
Yeah, she got quite a bump on the head. We kind of thought there for a minute she was going to leave us.
Oh.
But I did leave you, Uncle Henry. That's just the trouble. And I tried to get back for days and days.
There, lie quiet now. You just had a bad dream.
Sure. Remember me? Your old pal, Hunk?
Oh.
Me? Hickory? You couldn't forget my face, could you?
But it wasn't a dream. It was a place, and you, and you, and you, and you were there.
Oh, sure.
But you couldn't have been, could you?
Oh, we dream lots of silly things when we...
No, Aunt Em, this was a real, truly live place. And I remember that some of it wasn't very nice, but most of it was beautiful. But just the same, all I kept saying to everybody was, I want to go home. And they sent me home. Doesn't anybody believe me?
Of course we believe you, though.
Oh, but anyway, Toto, we're home. Home. And this is my room. And you're all here. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again. Because I love you all. And, oh, Auntie Em, there's no place like home.